Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for rain with a high of 60. Tonight, clear with a low of 39. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne City Schools will conduct Child Find preschool screenings tomorrow and Friday for children up to 5 years old who are not yet enrolled in public school. The screenings will be held at Wayne City Baptist Church from 8:30 to 2:30, and appointments must be made by calling Tisha Maxey at 895-0357. The procedure takes about 45 minutes, and it includes checks on hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. It's intended to give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing at a young age before they begin school. The program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback. Pre-K personnel will also be on hand to explain their program, as well as other services in the area. Wayne City will conduct kindergarten screening and registration in conjunction with the pre-K event. Eligible children must be 5 years old by September 1st, and this process will take 5 to 10 minutes to check for kindergarten readiness. Parents should bring copies of immunization records, dental and eye exams, and a school physical, if available. Again, people can schedule an appointment by calling Maxey at 895-0357. More news next.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3.
So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
In other news, 22-year-old McLeansboro resident Jesse J. Rose was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. He was wanted on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for driving with a suspended license, and Rose was held pending the posting of $595 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of March. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,221 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 437 citations and 1,144 written warnings, including 206 speeding citations, 39 occupant restraint citations, 7 distracted driving citations, 12 criminal arrests, and 367 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 253 citations and 438 written warnings for Fatal 4 violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 60 motorists, conducted 117 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 18 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash, resulting in one fatality, investigated by District 19 last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. The Norris City Village Board met Monday and approved about $29,000 in TIF requests. Nearly $6,000 will go to Lisa's Attic for repair of the roof, and more than $23,000 will repair the roof and back wall of a building owned by Big Inch Investments. With limited TIF money left over, the village put two other requests for funding on hold until the fund can be replenished. Big Inch and Red's Recoil will be put at the top of the list for future TIF requests. The board also decided not to expand the TIF district. In other action, two candidates were interviewed for a full-time police officer position, and Cody Jones was hired. He will join the police academy on May 4th. The board reminded people the Norris City cleanup will be held from May 9th to the 13th, and the citywide rummage sale will be May 6th and 7th. The next board meeting is scheduled to be held May 2nd at 7 at City Hall. Democratic state lawmakers have offered several ideas they say take a smarter approach to supporting law enforcement in Illinois. A recently introduced package aims to recruit and retain police and ensure they're fairly compensated, per Senator Rochelle Crow.
It will require that sheriff's salaries are equal to 80% of the county's state's attorney's salaries. There are prevalent salary inconsistencies across the state, and we are hoping that this will rectify one of those.
The package would also offer substance abuse and mental health services and grants for departments to pay to store data from body cameras. The plan is supported by the Illinois Sheriff's Association. Republicans say any effort to help police must begin with repealing last year's Safety Act. Representative Adam Niemerg says half measures, expensive new programs, and soft-on-crime philosophies will mean a continued increase in chaos and violence in the state. He says Illinois cannot continue to be a place where criminals face little consequences for serious crimes. The Wayne City Village Board met Monday night in front of a sizable crowd. It said it will be better about enforcing ordinances, with the mayor saying letters will be sent post-haste for violations. It reminded the crowd many ordinances are listed on the city website, and it's a resident's responsibility to know the rules or to ask about them. The ambulance committee and firefighters thanked everyone who made their fundraising lunch a success, but they're still short on EMTs. Anyone interested in joining should contact Village Hall for more information. The village is also looking to hire a high school worker this summer as well to help with various tasks, and another to help in the park. New playground equipment is closer to installation, but new brackets need to be made and the weather must cooperate. Wayne City is also looking at more lighting in the park near the basketball court, but that matter was tabled until next month to allow for quotes. The board approved a quote to remove the dead tree mentioned last meeting, and it decided not to make an exception to an ordinance to allow semi-trailers in city limits. The board was clear it was for a new mental health facility mentioned last month, but a semi-trailer was not necessary to it, nor were ordinance exemptions. The village will use about $170,000 to repair roads this summer, with discussions held on larger rocks on, among others, Section Line Road and Kistner Street, and smaller rocks on other roads. A plan for the work could be discussed next month. The board approved three annual ordinances for ambulance and IMRF funding, and it heard an update from the Ruritans on their plan to hang new flags on May 14th. The City of Fairfield and Wayne County Chamber of Commerce will hold an Easter egg hunt at Leo French Park at noon on April 16th. Children will be divided into three age groups, pre-K through kindergarten, first through second, and third through fifth grades. Special eggs will be hidden for each age group for prizes such as a new bicycle and money. Eggs will be collected at the amphitheater following the hunt, and special prizes can also be claimed there. Children under three can hunt for eggs and claim a prize bag while supplies last after the hunt. The Chamber and City thank the Corner, VPF, Carnaby Square, Mindy's Sew Shop, Isaac's Roofing, and CRHPC for their help in the event. The Fairfield City Council will meet in special session tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. Aldermen are scheduled to immediately enter executive session to discuss personnel upon opening the meeting. No action is scheduled to be taken at the conclusion of the session. The Illinois Department of Revenue reminds people the income tax filing deadline is quickly approaching. People have until Monday, April 18th to get their returns in, and taxpayers are strongly encouraged to file electronically for free. More information can be found at mytax.illinois.gov. Agency spokesperson Mara Kanaki says help is available.
To assist taxpayers with last-minute questions, we will have extended telephone hours on Friday, April 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Monday, April 18th from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Taxpayers can file an electronic return for free by using a registered MyTax Illinois account, but they may also file electronically with a tax preparer or third-party software. And although we encourage electronic filing, they can also mail paper returns.
If one e-files an error-free return, refunds should come in about 4 weeks. Taxpayers can get extensions, but still have to pay any money owed by the 18th. The IDPH reported two new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne and Marion counties yesterday. Lawrence County added one case, and Jefferson and Wabash counties had their totals decline on the state website. Clay, Richland, Edwards, Hamilton, and White counties held steady. As a state, Illinois announced 1,798 new cases and 34 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,074,434 cases and 33,434 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1% on the second, unchanged from the first. This is the final week of the spring legislative session for Illinois, and some big issues are still on the table. The top priority is a new state budget for the new fiscal year, which begins July 1st. Last week, Senate Democrats unveiled a pay-it-forward proposal to help families struggling with inflation. Scott Bennett says it includes an income tax rebate.
Under the plan, each taxpayer would receive $100, plus another $50 for each dependent child, up to three children. So, for example, a joint filing household, with two children would get $300.
Patrick Windhorst says lawmakers also need to address the rise in violent crime.
Illinoisans deserve to live in safe communities and neighborhoods without the fear of violent criminals being back on the streets to reoffend and terrorize their communities.
Typically, the spring session adjourns May 31st, but it was moved up this year to April 8th. Farmers haven't been able to get in the fields much in recent weeks, as we hear in the first weekly crop report of the season with Kim Howard.
Thanks to the weather, less than one day on average was suitable for field work this past week, says crop statistician Mark Schleusener.
There were scattered reports of planting, tillage, and other field work, but mostly the machines stayed in the sheds. Temperatures averaged 41 degrees, and that was 6.5 degrees below normal for this time of year. Rainfall totals averaged 1.66 inches across the prairie state, and that was 7/10 of an inch above normal.
Looking at winter wheat,
the condition of the winter wheat crop was reported as 9% very poor, 22 poor, 21 fair, 35 good, and 13% excellent. 1 year ago, the wheat crop was reported in better shape.
Average statewide topsoil moisture is reported as 5% short, 53% adequate, and 42% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced a $309 million assistance program for homeowners impacted by COVID-19. Eligible households can receive up to $30,000 in aid for a variety of expenses. Illinois Housing Development Authority spokesperson Andrew Field encourages those interested to start getting organized.
Mortgage, or if they've already paid off their mortgage, it could be property taxes, condo association fees, for the most part, any household expense for a homeowner. Homeowners will have to seek housing counseling through our HUD-approved housing counseling agencies, and they're there to provide assistance and go over your mortgage with you and any property taxes. And once you complete that counseling session, you'll be given a certificate that will make you eligible to apply when the portal opens in April.
Applications will be accepted starting Monday. People can learn more about the program at IllinoisHousingHelp.org. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Frank and Bright Funeral Home cares about planning, and a booklet called Five Wishes is changing the way people plan for care at the end of life. It addresses medical wishes while uniquely taking into consideration emotional and spiritual needs as well. It is an easy-to-understand living will. Five Wishes will help your family understand your decisions when you cannot communicate with them. Please call or stop by Frank and Bright Funeral Home for a copy of the Five Wishes booklet, which is completely free of charge.
Eight providers with 50 years combined experience, six locations. Wabash General Hospital makes it easy for you to choose your own care. Get award-winning orthopedic care when and where you need it with no referral necessary. Learn more about the Wabash General Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Team by calling Wabash General Hospital at 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 47 degrees. Time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is currently at 34,348, down 292. The NASDAQ is at 13,850, down 353, and dropping fast. The current price of crude oil is $94.96, down 4 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old McLeansboro resident Phyllis Rosine Kirsch died on Friday. Rosine Kirsch is survived by her husband Donald, children Twyla, Christopher, and Jason, seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, one sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Friday at 10:30 at Old Springer Cemetery. Golson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 89-year-old McLeansboro resident Virginia L. Durham died on Monday. Jenny Durham is survived by daughter Terry, two granddaughters, four great-grandchildren, four siblings, and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services will be Friday at noon at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Blooming Grove Cemetery. 73-year-old Wayne Lee Glick died on April 3rd. Wayne Glick is survived by his wife Gail, two sons, and two grandchildren. Services with military honors will be Saturday at 1 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time. Burial will be Monday at 10 at Rose Hill Cemetery in Mount Carmel. 76-year-old Goldsboro, North Carolina resident Merrill L. McCormick died on March 19th. Services will be Saturday at noon at Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. 71-year-old Carmi resident Sharon L. Glover died on Friday. Visitation is today until 1 at Campbell Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut team up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. High school baseball from yesterday. Fora gets by Hamilton County 10-7. Harton County planks NCOE 16-0. Check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. In Major League Baseball spring training action, Cardinals blank the Marlins 7-0. Rangers over the Cubs 11-5. White Sox 9, Padres 6. Reds top the Mariners 12-9. Brewers get by the Royals 5-4. Diamondbacks over a Guardians split squad 3-1. A's and Giants tie at 7. Rockies defeat a Guardian split squad 10-3, Dodgers 5, Angels 0, Nationals all over the Mets 14-0, Phillies beat the Pirates 5-1, Red Sox get by the Twins 10-6, Braves 1, Rays 0, Tigers over the Yankees 5-3, and the Blue Jays beat the Orioles 2-1. In the NBA, it was the Bucks over the Bulls 127-106, 76ers topped the Pacers 131-122, Magic 120, Cavaliers 115, Nets over the Rockets 118-105, Heat beat the Hornets 144-115, Raptors get a 118-108 win over the Hawks, Wizards 132, Timberwolves 114, Thunder get by the Trailblazers 98-94, Spurs 116, Nuggets 97, Jazz edged the Grizzlies 121-115 in overtime, Pelicans over the Kings 123-109, and the Suns top the Lakers 121-110. In the NHL last night, Sabres over the Hurricanes 4-2, Senators 6, Canadiens 3, Panthers get by the Maple Leafs 7-6 in overtime, Rangers beat the Devils 3-1, Blue Jackets 4, Flyers 2, Avalanche over the Penguins 6-4, Red Wings top the Bruins 5-3, Predators beat the Wild 6-2, Stars over the Islanders 3-2, and the Oilers get by the Sharks 2-1 in overtime. Well, just over a year from nearly losing a leg in a car crash, Tiger Woods is planning to play the Masters. Woods said during a news conference on Tuesday that he plans to play the tournament as of now. His final decision will come after playing 9 more holes today. Woods played a practice round at Augusta National last week with his son Charlie and Justin Thomas. The 15-time major champion and 5-time Masters champ will tee off in the first round alongside Louis Oosthuizen and Joaquin Niemann. Major League Baseball is giving pitchers pitchers and catchers the option to share signs in a more discreet way. According to ESPN, the league will allow players to use newly tested signaling devices as they decide what pitches to throw. The technology could help to advance the league beyond the risk of the sign-stealing scandals of the past decade. Using the pad with buttons on the wrist of the glove hand, a catcher can signal pitch types and locations directly to the pitcher through a listening device. Up to three teammates of the pitcher and catcher will also have access to the signals. Kentucky forward Oscar Tshiebwe was named the winner of the John R. Wooden Award on Tuesday. Tshiebwe becomes the first Wildcat player to win the award since 2012. The 6'9" Tshiebwe led the nation in rebounding at 15.1 boards per game and also led Kentucky in scoring at 17.4 points per contest. He beat out a finalist group that included Kansas guard Ochi Ubaji, Wisconsin guard Johnny Davis, Iowa forward Keegan Murray, and Gonzaga forward Drew Timmons. Here's your schedule for today, and of course, this is weather permitting. In high school softball, FCHS is at home against Carmi White County. In high school baseball, FCHS hosts Sisney at Veterans Field. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com beginning around 4:30 p.m. Wayne City is at Crab Orchard. In high school tennis, FCHS takes on Olney, Richland County, and Centralia at Centralia today. In high school track and field, the FCHS boys and girls are in action at the train yard. You can check out any cancellations or postponements at our website, WFIWradio.com. NBA action tonight has the Bulls at home against the Celtics, Mavericks at the Pistons, Nets at the Knicks, Wizards at the Hawks, Thunder at the Jazz, and the Suns at the Clippers. And the NHL Blues host the Kraken, Lightning at the Capitals, Red Wings at the Jets, Canucks at the Golden Knights, and the Flames at the Ducks. That is a Wednesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Ponson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today's showers and thunderstorms likely cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 39. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 35. Friday, a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 48. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 31. The